Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome to the show. Sorry about that. Something wasn't working properly, but hey, when you're with the internet, you're at the mercy of the internet. My name's Tony Gambone. I'm the host of Workshop Wednesdays, and we are really excited about our show today, as we are every week. You know, Wednesday is the middle day of the week, as we all know. We recognize it as hump day. This time of the day, I just find myself going up the hump, and by the end of the day, I hope to make it to the other side and have everything right in place, just like I planned. But hey, how does your day start out? How do you plan your day? When you start out, what do you do? What are the steps that you take? I'm always asking these questions because, like all business owners and people, I struggle with the same things as a lot of people do. So I'm always inquisitive. I'm always asking questions. I guess that's part of my nature of being a radio host, is I'm always doing an interview somewhere. So my question today for you is, how do you start out your day? Is it by the plan that you wrote the night before? Do you write the plan in the morning? Do you just wing it? Are you finding any satisfaction out of any of the three options that you're using? If so, I'd like to hear from you. Call in number today on the show is 347-989-1363. Let me say it again, 347-989-1363. And if you're listening on your computer right now and you're worried that you're going to have to go and take care of some other business, you know you can dial that number and listen to the show on the phone as well. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us at toughtalkradionetwork.com. And, of course, if you just Google us, you'll see us pop up. Hit us up on Facebook under Tony Gambone or Tough Talk Radio Network. We're always looking for new guests, and we're always looking for new hosts of shows. So if a host of the show is something that you're interested in doing, but yet you don't think you have the time, the knowledge, or the opportunity, let's put it that way, I have something to talk to you about. So check us out. You can hit me up at info@Tough Talk Radio Network. We provide a service that allows others to host radio shows without committing to more than 1 hour a week during that 1 hour show. Hard to believe, but we've created it. Check it out. There's a list of shows weekly on Tough Talk Radio Network. We are from corporate to holistic and all the business in between. So check it out on the website. You can find everything out. Okay, so every week I talk about the word gamble. There's a different letter for each part of that word that we talk of growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. I got to tell you, I was out this week. I was speaking at an event, and, I run a networking group here, and you can find that at toughtalkbusinessnetwork.org. But I want to talk about the word, well, it's kind of a combination. I mean, all these words point to ourselves, but I want to talk about the letter M, marketing. How are you marketing yourself in a networking function? Okay, and to me, I think it should be no different than standing in line at the grocery store. Because conversation is conversation, and every time you open up your lips and words start coming out, people make decisions right then and there on the spot. They usually have about 30 seconds. And I remember back when I was in the gaming industry, I was standing at a 21 table or a dice table. Someone walked up. I had 30 seconds or less to figure out how I was going to get them to like me enough to give me the last bit of their losing chips. Sounds like a tough job. I loved it. It was great. What I realized after all these years is I was able to strike up a conversation and actually be concerned about the person I was talking to. Okay, so fast forward. I was in a networking group, and a person approached me with their business card. Now, you know, everybody goes around those commercials. The whole idea of everything is for people to build a relationship, get their message out, blah, 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 about how people are marketing themselves. First, one person stood up and said, "My name is so-and-so. And I do this and that, and I don't have a business card." Okay, so the buzzer should have went off, and, you know, confetti should have fell over his head because wrong approach. You're marketing yourself as a business owner. You don't have a business card. Another person came up to me during the event and said, "Here's my card. I think what I do would be really great for you." And I asked, than what they did. And they told me all the products that they took care of. And they then again gave me another card and said, make sure to check it out because they really think what they do would be something beneficial for me. So we talked a little bit more, and I said, well, wait, you know, the website on that card isn't right. So they wrote down another website on a piece of paper and gave me that with another business card. Okay, so 3 minutes, three business cards, a piece of paper with a different website. Let me ask you, because maybe I'm disgraced, but you're the individual standing there receiving all this stuff, right? As there's a room full of people that you're looking around that you want to talk to. How do you think that person came across as marketing themselves as a business owner or someone that I wanted to do business with? I mean, was it obvious that they just took it for granted that what they had is something that I would even need or if I would even be interested in? Or maybe they should have asked some questions first. Is two cards too many? Is three cards overkill and writing the website on a piece of paper just more than necessary? I don't know. But for me, you know, sometimes I just get crazy. I wanted to throw my hands up in the air and say, you know, excuse me, but what are you trying to market yourself as? I mean, of course, it seems like you have a lot of business cards. It doesn't seem like your website matches your business card. It seems like you've got a great product, but you don't even know if I need the product, like the product, or even understand the product. So all these things come into play. This is a three-minute conversation, folks. So let's talk about the word marketing. When you open your mouth, you are marketing yourself in business, in church, grocery store, in front of your family. Every time you open your mouth, what comes out of your mouth represents who you are and what you're doing. So remember that. And remember this. I haven't mastered it, but I do try to pay attention to it. And you're allowed to stop in the middle of it and go, uh-oh, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. People will understand that because they struggle with it too. But don't just go out there and decide that there's a minimum amount of cards that you have to hand out before you're allowed to get in your vehicle. And don't show up to an event without a business card. If you don't have a business card, then you don't need to be at the event. You need to be at the printers getting the business card. Invest the $20 so that when you go out, people are seeing that you represent a real business, a real person, someone that looks interesting enough to want to do business with, at least have a conversation. So the word marketing really comes up to me as not brochures, flyers, and business cards. It comes up to paying attention to what you say, when you say it, and how you say it all the time because you are the representative of you. And everything you do will build anything you want, but it's your choice. So, okay, I'm glad I got that out. That's been bugging me since the beginning of the week, and we're only on hump day. Now I can get up that hill a little bit easier because I'm not carrying that on my shoulders. That's what I like about Workshop Wednesdays. We like people to call in 347-989-1363. Tell us your experiences. What's helping you grow? What's keeping you from growing? What have you recognized? What have you learned from a coach lately? Do you have a coach? Is it a mentor? Do you need somebody like that? Have you discussed it with anyone? How about yourself? How about taking a look in the mirror and decide whether what you're doing is working or not working. You can pretend to be in business. It's very expensive. Or you could be like 80% of the people out there that are working very hard in their business. There's a very small percentage to succeed. So it's not all about hard work. It's not all about having all the right signage in front of your building or in your business card. What it's about is learning how to grow yourself to be better for everything that you come across. So there it is, marketing. I hope you wrote down marketing, and I hope that you're going to take a note on marketing. What are you doing to market yourself properly? Or are you not marketing yourself properly? Love to hear from you. Info, toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can always call into the show, 347-989-1363. We'd love to get feedback, complaints. Everything is valuable to us. We're going to take a commercial break. When I come back, we're going to bring up my first guest, and I met Minette Roaring. Well, I'm really messing that up, but we'll get her to correct me on it. I met her last September at an event here in Houston, and, well, very good stuff. I'm real excited about reconnecting with her on the show here today. But while we go to break, I want you to go to her website, MinetteriorDan.com. Let me say it again. MinetteriorDan.com. Now, remember, folks, I tell you this every week, right? If you're going to take the time to be on the show, you're going to take the time to write down a website, check it out. It's free information on how you could, one, better yourself, two, see what you could use that someone else is doing, and three, you might make a connection out of it. Who knows? Just saying. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll bring up our first guest in the show. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesday. If you missed the beginning of the show, you could always go back and listen to the archives. They're there forever. But the word of the day, the word of the week is marketing. And in short, how are you marketing yourself? Remember, every time you open your lips, who you are is being marketed right in front of you. So be careful and watch what you say and be careful to understand what it is that you want to do. My first guest today is a young lady by the name of Minette, and I'm not going to even try to go there. I think it's Riordan, but I'm going to find out here in a second. Okay, let me just tell you a few things about her. One of the things that I know for sure is I spent a weekend in a workshop with Minette, and, well, I got to know her. Very, very cool person. I mean, she flew in to Houston to be a part of a three-day event, and that tells you something about people right there. When you're always trying to better yourself with things, and it's not always convenient to do it when you have family and you take the time to go do that, success happens, okay? I mean, really, it's success happens. Now, she's a speaker, coach, an author, an artist, and a serial entrepreneur whose passion is connection. Through commitment and communication, we create powerful connections to self and others. Her passion for connecting people to each other's self and each other is deeply rooted in her belief that is our connection to spirit, to self, and to others that is the foundation of true happiness. Well, listen, that's a mouthful, but very true stuff being said there. So let's welcome Minette. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here, Tony, and reconnecting with you.
It's awesome, you know, and I know that I go off on my little tangent there on my beginning of the show, but sometimes it just makes me crazy, and what you do in your world, I think, will help people understand some of the differences of the people that we meet daily, from day to day. But before we get there, what I want to do is talk about a little bit about Minette. Where are you calling in from, and where are you from originally?
Awesome. Thanks for that. So my name is Dr. Minette Riordan, So you did have it correct there, Riordan, like rye bread. I know it's a little bit tricky one to pronounce. And I currently live in Santa Barbara, California, and feel incredibly blessed every day to see the ocean and be here on the West Coast. But I'm a native Texan, love Texas, and was in the Dallas area most recently, grew up in San Antonio, but most recently spent 13 years in the Dallas area where I owned a multimedia publishing company, owned a parenting magazine, did big family expos, did radio shows, all kinds of fun stuff, and raised my two kids who are now 15 and 12. And this weekend I'm celebrating my 18th year being very happily married, and my life is really good, Tony. And, you know, it's like people sometimes look and say, wow, you know, your life is so easy or it's so fun. And the truth is I worked really hard to get to where I am, and I really like the theme of the show today, especially the piece about determination. It's an expensive place to live in Santa Barbara, and it took my husband and I probably 2 years to really get our lives in order so that we could make such a big leap going from Dallas to Santa Barbara. But it was because we were so committed and we knew it was what was best for our family. And, you know, I think about the watching so many of my clients and other business owners, and if you don't have that level of commitment, and I think the level of commitment to people that you have, Tony, which is one of the things I really appreciate about you, is your curiosity about others. It makes it really hard to be successful for the long term. I heard the commercial about Michelle Sism, and I love her story. Talk about a woman that really models commitment and determination as well. So anyway, that's in a nutshell, that's a little bit about me and where I'm from. And I appreciated very much your rant at the beginning of the show about networking and business cards. And I teach a lot of the same things.
Yeah, it makes me crazy. And, you know, I find that the only correct way that I can deal with that is by taking it to the show, because I don't offend anyone and I'm able to help others. And most important, and I'm not being selfish, I'm able to get it off my shoulders so that I don't have to walk around with that stored up inside me. And I think one of the things you said is you were very committed to achieving what you wanted to do. And I don't want people to think that, like, you know, just because you're not, you know, pick your heels together, wiggle your nose, boom, it happened. It's a lot of hard work. It's always a lot of hard work. The success and the blessings come from recognizing the achievements, but without putting one step in front of the other and be willing to be smacked in the face with anything that comes along, this doesn't take place. So I don't want them to think that you were just on this magic carpet ride and it just happened.
No,
it's
definitely
not. It's a
lot
of commitment.
Yeah, a lot of commitment. And when I started my first business in 2001, I started a parenting magazine. I had no idea what I was doing. I just took a risk. I dove right in. I thought, if I need this information, surely other people do as well. My kids were really little. They were 3 and 1. And I did a demographic study of the county north of Dallas in Collin County where we lived, and found out there were a lot of parents with young families and no one serving them. And so, you know, it was a long road. It was a long road, 10 years. And if you think from 2001 to 2012, how much changed in the fields of marketing and networking, and the internet became so strong, you know, it really impacted publishing. It took a lot of commitment and determination to stay in it for the long haul, as well as knowing when to course correct and when to shift my focus. After 8 years, we stopped doing print, converted the magazine to all digital format. It was a dramatic change into an industry, again, that I didn't know about. So I want to really encourage people, as part of your commitment to yourself, to never stop learning and to be willing to take some of those risks. Did they all work out? No. Did I have days where I didn't know how I was going to make payroll? Yes, it was not fun. It was really stressful lots of the time, but I was committed to the vision of the company and, you know, committed to being a success myself and being proud of what it was that I was creating.
Well, I think you hit it right on the nail right on the head, because those challenges are what I think God puts in our place to see if we're really committed or not. You know what I mean? And with every commitment comes a lot of challenges, because let's face it, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it and no one would be employing anyone in these corporate buildings. So you're a doctor, PhD. Tell me about that. You went to college for that? Did you do it right out of high school? Did you do it later?
No, I did. I went straight through, and you'll laugh because what my PhD is in has nothing to do with marketing or sales or all the things that I teach and write about now. I actually have a doctorate from Stanford University in Spanish. I am a specialist, or I was, I wouldn't say I still am, in 19th and 20th century Latin American poetry. Thought I was going to be a college professor, and I did. I went to, so I'm a total Texan. I went to Texas A&M for undergrad, got my bachelor's. I did a master's in Latin American studies at the University of Texas in Austin. Thought my family, who are all Aggies, were totally going to disconnect me. I know all the Texans will totally relate. And then ended up getting a scholarship to go to Stanford for doctoral studies, and thought I wanted to teach. And when I got into the doctoral program, discovered it was way more about research and politics and not enough about people. And I ended up going back and teaching high school for a couple years before starting my family and realizing that I'm way happier being an entrepreneur than I am working for other people.
Well, I'm glad you made the shift, because what you do, I'm looking at your website, okay, and from vibrant visions to your plan of action for the women entrepreneur who's ready for freedom, flexibility, and financial independence. The women are moving pretty strong across the country, around the world, in business nowadays. And, you know, I always say that a lot of men have the same struggles. It's just that they're listed as someone with a different type of ego, so I don't know that the challenges are always recognized with men, but I think men have a lot of the same struggles as women do. I just think that some of them will use the bully technique to get their way through it instead of admitting they need help for that. Do you work with men?
Absolutely. I know my website does call out to women, but I love working with men clients as well, and sometimes I find that their struggles are just a little bit different. Like maybe they're great at sales, but they're not as good at some of the softer skills, or they struggle just as much as women, especially in the early years of business, really clarifying their message. And, you know, I find everyone, when they're new, struggles answering that question that you mentioned in the first part of the show about how to answer the question, what do you do? And, you know, it's funny, I just did a presentation on this at an expo here in Santa Barbara. And when you ask somebody, what do? They almost always answer with who they are. Like if somebody says, what do? And you respond, well, I'm a doctor, or I'm a radio show host, or I'm a teacher, I'm a plumber. That's who you are. It's not what you do. And so a lot of the work I find that entrepreneurs across the board, regardless of who they are or what point they are in their business, need help just clarifying the answer to that question by understanding who they serve. You know, one of the things that, you know, you really stand for, Tony, and always impresses me is you're really in this business to serve others. And I think if everyone could understand that we're in business always in order to serve others. And yes, we're in business to make money. I love money. Money's great. But underneath all of it, we're in business to serve, and it's okay to get paid for our service. You know, there's a lot of mindset stuff for people that happens around how to make those connections, and that it's okay to both be of service and get paid for the work that we do. And I think women maybe struggle a little bit more with the getting paid what they're worth than men do, but I think that sort of clarity of vision and who it is that they're most passionate about helping is a struggle that we all go through as entrepreneurs.
You know, it's so funny. I was at an event with Michelle Sism a couple weeks ago, and she stood up and she said that there was three things that people are. She said they were lazy, and she said they were cheap. And I couldn't tell you what the third one was, because the two words used in the beginning caught my attention. I wasn't even listening to the third word. Okay, and when she explained cheap, which was a great way to do it, she said that people don't charge enough money. They're too cheap in their services, you know, what they're charging for their services. And it made perfect sense, because a lot of people, and I'm going to take a chance and say 98% of the people out there don't recognize the value of what they do, including myself. I mean, it's hard to see that when people come up and say, oh, you're awesome, what you did is great. You're thinking to yourself, man, they need to get a life. But truly, you are helping other people, and you have to put that price tag on your time. Do you help people do that?
I do. It's one of my most fun things to work on. And as you know, I love assessments. When we met, I gave a presentation on one of the core temperament tools I use. But I'm also this year using a new toolkit called the Sacred Money Archetype Assessment. that really helps people pinpoint and understand their relationship with money so that we can clear some of those limiting beliefs we might have and learn how to stand in our values, stand in our worth, and really charge what it is that we're worth. Because I do believe that almost, you know, I know every client I've had in the last year is undercharging. And talk about the quickest way to give yourself a raise, Tony, is just to raise your rates, right? I mean, that's an easy way to give yourself a raise. And it's amazing how hard that is for people, that they really truly don't believe people will pay them, right, what it is that they're worth for the efforts. And so one of the ways that I coach people through that is to help you understand the results that you're creating for other people. You know, that's what coaching is all about, is helping you see how brilliant you are. Our role as coaches is really to be your cheerleader and your accountability team, make sure you're getting things done, and be here to help you celebrate, you know, when you do reach those milestones and those goals. But I find that people get so stuck in that place of fear. Oh, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm not worth it. People aren't going to pay that. I'm going to price myself out of the market. You know, nobody else is charging that much. There's all these stories that we tell ourselves. And I think the biggest, you know, shift that I've personally had in my own business is just being able to confidently state what my rates are without, you know, that little twinge of fear inside of saying, ooh, is, you know, how are they going to feel when I say this price? And just be able to say my price with confidence in a sales conversation. And that's a big part of what I end up working, especially with other people in the service industry, on, is just their confidence and their ability to present their case in a way that shows how they're going to create great results for the other person. And that's true if you're in the printing business, if you're a graphic designer. I have a client right now who owns a petting farm. You know, it's amazing that this is an issue that really, I think, impacts people across industries.
Well, not only does it impact them, but people don't realize when they say, and I'm going from my own experience, okay, when they say, oh, I'm going to price myself out of the business, what they're doing in reality is their price is so low they're not getting the business. Because of that, they don't feel as though there's any value there unless they're paying a certain amount of money.
Right.
As,
yeah,
as a consumer, you know. So I have cost myself money by not charging enough money, and I had a hard time wrapping my head around that until I seen the evidence. And so, you know, we're running out of time here, Manette, but I have this big bulletin board in my office, and what happens is everywhere as I go, I plug something up there and make them remember different people that I've met. And I have a name badge at Take Action, Get Profits that we were at last year, and I'm looking right at it as we're talking, and I'm seeing a B. I'm seeing these stickers. One is a B, one is a BC, and one is an R. Now, I remember that was in your presentation.
Yes.
There's a border collie.
A bulldozer.
There was a bulldozer. And what was the R?
A ringmaster.
Ringmaster. Okay.
Yes.
So, see, I didn't – I save all that stuff. People, my wife thinks I'm crazy, but it reminds me of different things. And, look, that being there, it's almost – it'll be a year in September. It's been hanging there. And here we are back on the line talking again. And that's just the beginning of a relationship that's going to create more things in the future between you, me, and whoever we get the pleasure of meeting in that process.
Right.
So for me, that's what this show is all about, is having people come on and be able to talk about who they are. I know that know, like, and trust is a great three words that people use all the time, but without a piece of connection, they're just three words that people use all the time. I like to use the show for people to make a connection with who you are. So they're going to have reason to want to go do business with you. Before I let you go, I got to, and we're going to have you back on other shows. I want to get you on Michelle's show as well. But Fizzle to Sizzle, the book.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. So in December of 2012, my co-author, Dr. Karen Good, and I published a book on repairing relationships. We have been using these tools since 2007, 2008, core temperament being one of them, core values being one. And the book really presents four very specific tools for repairing your relationship, even if your relationship is great. And it's built towards people that have been married for a while, but if you're single, trying to, you know, find the love of your life, the tools are great for that. And I think the biggest thing that I would share about that book, Tony, is it teaches people that it only takes one person in a relationship to be the change agent, and that if you're willing to change, step up, and take responsibility, it will have this huge sort of flowering, explosive opportunity for change in your relationship. When you change, usually your partner will step up and change with you. So never be afraid to be the one that's doing the changing. And if you're unhappy, do something about it. Life's way too short to be stuck in unhappy relationships. And, you know, I'm a big fan of repairing relationships and staying in marriages whenever possible. So it's just part of my own personal value system. It hasn't always been perfect in my own marriage, but just like getting to California we talked about earlier, I'm determined to make it work. And so is my husband. So determination and commitment are a big part of the book From Fizzle to Sizzle as well.
Where can I get the book? They can get it on your
Amazon.
Website. It's available everywhere else.
Amazon is the easiest place. It's Amazon.com.
Okay. And I'm going to say it right here, so I just might have known. We feature a book every week in our newsletter, so keep an eye out for the newsletter. You'll see it from Fizzle to Sizzle, four
Great.
Crucial tools for relationship repair. Now, look, I mean, relationships, there's a man and a woman on the cover, but to me, being in business, networking, raising children, they're all relationships.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's just not just for couples, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be closed-minded and think that this isn't for you, because even if you have a great relationship, you need to read this book so you might know who to pass it on to.
So. Yeah, exactly. I had one lady, she bought copies for all her kids and their spouses. So I thought that was a really nice thing to do. It doesn't matter, you know, how great you think your relationship is. As far as I can tell in my own, there's always room for improvement and opportunities for deeper connection. You know, one of the things that Tony shared in my bio, I'm all about connection, all about connection. It's what makes the world go round. And Tony, I loved what you said about know, like, and trust has to start from that place of connection, you know, and it's why I personally love the work that I do, is I get to connect with so many really amazing people doing amazing work in the world.
Well, Minette, we're out of time, so please let everyone know how they can find you, how they can get a hold of you. And just know, folks, Minette will be back on the show here sooner than you think, because there's a lot more to go through. And I just, she'll be coming back on the show soon.
Thanks, Tony. So people can find me on my website. There's a contact button with email and all that great stuff at MinetteRiordan.com. That's MinetteRiordan.com, MinetteRiordan.com. And just a quick plug, I've got a great free giveaway right there on the homepage about 10 must-have tools every entrepreneur needs to thrive, free audio and checklist. See where you're on track in your business and where you need to get some help and do a little more growing.
Awesome. I've already signed up. And I sign up for all these things because, as I told everyone, you can't know what you don't know. So if you investigate and look around and see what you're doing, it might be the thing that sparks them into figuring out what it is they need to do to be more successful. So, Minette, thank you for your time today, and I look forward to seeing you soon and talking to you on another show.
Thank you so much, Tony. Have a great day.
You too. Okay, folks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my second guest, a gentleman from the New Jersey area named Clyde, Riddlesbrod. I think I'm saying that right. I'm really not good with these names today. But, hey, we're going to be taking a commercial break, and we'll be right back here shortly, so stay tuned.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambon. I'm here today on Workshop Wednesday. And we just got done a great interview with Minette Riordan. Sorry about that, Minette. And you can learn a lot more about her by going to her website, MinetteRiordan.com. Check her out. You'll find it on Facebook as well. Great stuff, great connection. Okay, my second guest, Ryan Long, a.k.a. Clyde Riddlesprude, is the founder of a touring theater company in New Jersey, New York area. And he began the company in 2000 after losing another job and was determined to make this dream come alive. After 14 years and many hard, difficult battles, he has finally arrived and his business is quite successful. You can find out more about this on his website, RiddlesBrood.com. Let me say it again, RiddlesBrood.com. I want to bring Clyde up to the show. Clyde, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Thanks for having me on board. Why am I on the show? Well, you know what? Ever since I kind of, was able to bring together all the things that I've been trying to do, I've kind of changed course a little bit and really wanted to see if I could share some of the things that have helped me attain what I've gotten and, to see if it might be of any help, especially for those new people starting out and, trying to build something from nothing.
Well, Clyde, I'm very curious here. You have a touring theater, and I've just read your bio, and you were talking about how you were determined, and we just got done a conversation with our first guest, talked about people being determined, and in 2000 to now, 14 years later, hard, difficult battles, but you've arrived. I love that. So before we get to that, Clyde, I want to talk about, I know you're in the northeast part of the country. Where are you calling in from and where are you from?
Sure. Well, I'm calling from Burlington, New Jersey, which is basically right in the middle of the state, about an hour and 15 minutes from New York, maybe about an hour from Philly. So we're kind of right in the middle of a lot of population centers. So it's kind of an ideal place to do something like what we do because, there's a lot of people in the around. So, it's easy for us to drive to a lot of restaurants and theaters to service. So it's a good location for the type of entertainment that we provide.
Okay. So tell me your background. I mean, I grew up in Philadelphia, so I know that area.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of things available and there's a lot of things not available. But one of the things that we know for sure, determination gets you everywhere you want to go. Out of high school, out of college, you decided you wanted to be in theater? Was it something else that brought you there? How did you get there?
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's kind of an interesting story. I grew up in an arts family. My father and stepmother actually ran a dinner theater in Cape May for a very long time, and it still exists. And my mother, she worked in the music industry. She was a singer and a jazz artist and still does a lot of that. So I grew up, sitting in a bar till 2 in the morning waiting for my mom to finish her gig to go home. So, I kind of grew up in that environment. But But really when I went to got out of high school, you know, I wasn't really a very good student. I really, you know, was kind of an idiot, you know, in high school. You know, I guess like a lot of good people are. But, you know, really I got out of high school. I didn't know what I was doing. I got bad grades. I couldn't get into any colleges or anything. And I pretty much, you know, just didn't have it together. And I decided I was going to join the Army. And probably that was one of the best things that ever happened to me. I wound up getting in, and I was in the Army for 4.5 years. And, you know, that kind of straightened me out a little bit, got some of that craziness out of me, I think. So then I got out, and I wanted to go to school, and my original goal was to become an archaeologist, believe it or not. I really was very interested in ancient history. And so I went down that road, and I went to college for years. And unfortunately, right before I graduated, my stepfather died. And that's where I was living at the time, and his death kind of caused a lot of problems in our family and a lot of tumultuousness. And the long and short of it, I had to get out of school with only like another year to go. Basically that kind of college thing, that whole dream just fell apart there. So that was kind of difficult. I kind of had a little soul searching here. But I still loved being involved in theater and being involved in the arts because I, you know, had been doing that with my dad, you know, at the theater for years, off and on. And at the time, it never seemed to be that important because I always knew I was going to go to college to be something else. But over the time, I kind of realized, you know, I really like doing this more than I like the idea of being an archaeologist, you know. And eventually, I just had to face it that I was like, you know what, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to change. This is a time for me to change paths. But I did know that I didn't want to work there. So I really decided I was going to start my own company. And that was where it really began there.
So that's interesting. And, you know, it's funny how we get to places in our lives we had no idea we were heading towards. And unfortunately, things happen in our everyday that make us recognize where we're really supposed to be. But I'm looking on your website, and so you do shows weekly, quarterly. How does that work?
Actually, we're very busy. We do about 150, 160 shows a year on average. We've done over 1,500 as a company since we started. So it's pretty much a full-time operation. Some of the shows are small little comedy shows in somebody's house with like three actors. Little murder mystery shows that we do, and some of them are huge 60-person cast shows that we do at large theaters, you know, around New Jersey. So you know, it runs the gamut. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, but yeah, we do all kinds of different entertainment products.
So your company is a traveling show pretty much, and they can hire out from 3 people to 60 people to fit any venue, correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, a good way to put it is if you would imagine a DJ, you know, if you have an event coming up, like a wedding or something like that, you would say, hey, I need a DJ. And a DJ would drive up with their equipment, set it up, do their thing, pack up and leave. That's kind of the business model that we do. So the touring theater is similar to that. Somebody might have a company party, or a Christmas party, or a Halloween thing, or a big birthday they're throwing, or a family reunion, or a fundraiser, and they're looking for entertainment, and that's where we might come in, you know. So they'll have us come in and do our show as part of their dinner. So it's kind of like a dinner theater environment quite often.
Have you made it into the casino network down there in New Jersey?
We have done casinos over the time, and they're not like a big big section of our business, really, but we do that on occasion. Really, you know, we found that the biggest thing that helped us was mostly just, you know, working on the Internet. You know, in the old days, you know, everything was kind of like networking and, you know, just driving around all day and meeting people. That model's kind of changed significantly, and now pretty much everything is about dominating online. So things have changed there. But yeah, casinos are something that we do on occasion, but not.
So what do you find that the most types of performances, you know, the themes? What are the majority of your themes? I know you do anything from Halloween parties all the way up to murder mysteries and game shows, dinner theaters, kid shows, fundraisers. Well, what do you find the majority of your shows are?
Sure, sure. Well, you know, the biggest thing to keep in mind is that, you know, our shows are intended and designed to fulfill a need. And the need, really, when you boil it right down to it, is that people are getting a group of people together and they want them to have a good time. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You know, they have all their family coming, or they're all their company, or all their clients, and, you know, whatever it might be, their employees, and they're getting them together, they're giving them something to eat, and they want them to have fun that night, and they want it to be a memorable experience. That's the primary goal that all the shows must serve. That being said, you know, everybody has different themes, so we'll have different shows for different themes, you know, whether we have one that's like a Sherlock Holmes theme, you know, or a murder mystery theme. You know, we have one that's like, you know, pirates, one that's medieval, you know, one that's roaring 20s. So we have different themes to cater to different people's ideas and visions for their event.
That's very interesting. I didn't realize, I know that, you know, with some of the comedy companies, they go around and they'll even do, like, corporate training, you know, through comedy. You guys do anything like that with corporations?
Yeah, we do. It's usually the term people use is team building.
Right.
And it's kind of big. It's kind of a big deal. I wouldn't say it's a huge percentage, but it's a very popular thing, especially with companies. We work with Johnson & Johnson. We work with Comcast. We work with some pretty big companies. And, you know, their goal is to try to get morale and motivation higher, you know. So, you know, in this day and age, everybody is such an individual. Sometimes it's very hard to get, you know, all your team to work as a team.
Right.
So sometimes these team-building events are an effort to try to get people to have more cohesion in their team through morale. And that's sometimes the objective.
Well, sometimes if you could have a little bit of fun, a lot more things take place. You know what I mean?
And
you can set
exactly.
that living space down. You know,
it's about building memories. You know, and it lowers barriers. You know, if there's people in your, you know, everybody knows. You know, when they worked at a company, sometimes the boss will say, okay, we're going to go and hear some guy lecture, you know, for an hour about sales or something like that. You know, and sometimes the speaker can be great, but sometimes maybe not. This is kind of achieving the same goal, but through the idea of entertainment. So it's a show they're seeing, and they're going to be bombarded with jokes and funny bits and comical things. So really all their defenses drop down. You know, now they're just laughing and having a good time, and then the messaging can come in a little bit easier with less defense. You know, they don't feel they're being preached to, you know, as much.
Exactly. So I see on your website that you hold auditions. So, I mean, do people come from all parts of the country? I mean, are you just in your area? What if someone wanted to, you know, come out and audition? What would be the process? Just go right to your website?
Well, I mean, if somebody wanted to audition, I mean, theater is, it's pretty traditional in a lot of ways. You know, people would come and usually they'd email us their resume or headshot. They say they want to be a part of the organization. We'd audition them. They'd come to the location. We'd give them an audition. And then, we'd do some paperwork, and then we start bringing them into rehearsals. Because we're, you know, all theater to some degree is a little bit local, we travel all around the tri-state area. But things that are farther than, like, 400 miles away are pretty much, you know, too expensive. So the actors have to kind of live nearby us. Otherwise, they might find that it's not worth their time. You know, they don't want to drive 100 miles to make, you know, $80. So,
right.
You know, but then again, a lot of the people that do this kind of thing, they do it because they love doing it, and they love it because they get a lot of stage time. We are somewhat unique because we're a for-profit theater company, and the market really is dominated with a lot of not-for-profits where they just get grant money and stuff. So, that's a kind of a different model than what we are. You know, we are a little bit more of a sales organization that does theater, you know, a little bit more streamlined, a little bit more hungry, and we have to eat what we hunt. You know, we don't really get grants.
Right, right. So let me ask you this here. You have a full-time operation going, but are you, the people, the actors that work for you, do they hold regular jobs as well, and this is more of a part-time thing for them, or is it big enough where they're just on call all the time?
A few of them, this is the only thing they do. But quite a few of them, they have another part-time job, or they might be in a situation in their lifestyle where, you know, a lot of artists, you know, they might be a writer, or they might do puppetry, or they might do singing, you know, so they might have their own little gigs that they do on their own as artists, but then doing these shows are a way for them to supplement it. But, quite a few of the performers that we have, do several shows a week, and depending on the time of year, like in the fall, last December we had like 40 shows, you know, so any of the performers that we're working with, they can get between $80 and $110 a show. So some of them are making a lot of money in December, you know. Right. And then other months, you know, you only might have six, you know. So it's very seasonal. Fall and spring are busy, very busy.
All right, so we're getting near to the end of the interview, Clyde, and what I'd like to find out from you, what you've learned so far in your business and the building of your business.
Okay. Well, the biggest thing I'd say is back to your determination.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What would you recommend? What advice would you give to someone starting a business? You know, what would be the one thing that you'd learn that you would tell others that they need to make sure they recognize?
Well, the biggest thing I'd say is if you want to stick on the model of determination, is just simply refuse to accept defeat. Just simply refuse to raise the red flag and you won't be defeated, you know. I mean, it's kind of like that simple. There's been times where, you know, we got very lucky in the early stages. You know, when the first year we were in business, I was out on the road. We got a couple little gigs and we were real small. But then within, like, a year, we got very lucky and we got picked up. And for, like, 3 years, we were in residency at a place in right outside of Atlantic City. And we were full-time for, like, 3 years. So we went from being a very small little startup company of just friends from college and turned into a full-time dinner theater pretty quickly. But the problem is then they went bankrupt and we lost everything. I mean, the company basically went from doing, 200 shows a year to, and I had to move back in with my mom and I had to, it was a very dark period of time. But I just simply refused to accept the deal. Like, nope. We're going to grow it again, and it's going to make it again, and that's what it is. It's just, keep pushing until you succeed, and that's it. You know, I don't believe in exit strategies.
Right, and well, that doesn't mean if someone came along and offered to buy your company, you wouldn't sell it, right?
They'd have to be bringing a big load of money.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because, if you do theater, you do it because you love it and you do it because you have something to say and you have a passion. How do you buy passion? I don't know that I'd be passionate about doing too many other things. Even if I was wealthy, I'd be doing it. So,
right.
How do you buy somebody's passion away? Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and the day will come where someone will offer you enough money where you'll be able to take that money and grow something similar but in a different direction. So you never know what comes down the road. But I like the fact that you're determined to succeed and that you went from, zero to 60 back to 10, and now you're back up to 65. So I really think that that's awesome and a great story. And I appreciate your time with us today, Clyde, and let everyone know how they can contact you, and if they're in the Northeast, how they can get a hold of you to do shows.
Sure. Well, if somebody might be listening in, they're a restaurant or a large hotel or something like that, and they're looking for some entertainment, they can always reach us online. Our website is riddlesbrood.com. It's RIDDLESBROOD. My name is Clyde. Just give me a call. My number's on the website, real easy to reach me, and we do shows pretty much all over. Sometimes we've done some farther away ones, but mostly they're within New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, Delaware, and Maryland area.
Awesome. Well, hey, we really appreciate your time. We look forward to having you back on. I have a question here on Facebook to have you written a book about your experience.
Yeah, well, actually, I have. It's not complete yet. It's still being edited, but we're looking to have it hopefully out by the end of the year. And obviously, it's a very unusual book because it goes into some parts about why I go by another name, and that's the whole idea behind the transformative power, I think, of theater and performance. But, you know, I always think that the stage is kind of like a portal to a future you. You know, if you can use it to inspire yourself to do something greater than what you're doing right now, that's part of the magic of what we're trying to do. And,
well,
and
I like
the book
that.
Talks about that, yeah.
Well, you make sure to come back and visit with us with the book so we can help you market it as well.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, my pleasure, Clive. Thanks again, and have a great week and a great year. And like I said, please make sure to let us know you have that book. I would like to hear more about it.
Yeah, maybe you can come back up to Philly and visit for a while. I'll give you a copy.
Crazier things have happened. You got that. So not a problem, sir. You take care, and thank you for your time today.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Okay, folks, you know, some great stuff today. We talked about the power of commitment, communication, and determination. We also talked about the word marketing. I just want to recap on marketing from the beginning of the show. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, you need to go back and check it out, because one of the things that I think marketing is really responsible, you know, the definition of it as a person, okay, because as a person comes first, everything else comes after that. But you as a person need to know that every time you open your lips, you are marketing who you are, what you do, and how you believe things are done. So be careful what you say. Make sure you think about it first. And if you do say the wrong things, don't be afraid to apologize. It makes a better person out of you and allows people to know that you market yourself as a true person. Okay, so that's our show for today. Tune in every Wednesday, 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time, to Workshop Wednesdays. You can find us at workshop-wednesdayswithannette.com. Register to be a guest. As you can tell, we like to interview everyone. We like to find out what they're doing to help others and how they can help you. So make sure to check us out. Email me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. And I hope that everyone has an incredible week. And I hope that that you bring it back to us next week, Wednesday, 10:30, 11:30 Central Standard Time.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.